League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Jack Lean episode, who is a Twitch streamer. My favorite part of her interview was when we talked about tiger parents. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, Twitch streamer Jack Lean. Thanks for coming.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So, like I said before, like my intern found you and I'm like, okay, because we're open. The Stevie Weeby Show is open to anyone who's doing something cool, you know? And so... let's get some background information. You're on Twitch, right?
Yes.
You do Twitch, but where are you originally from?
Oh, like my hometown?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm actually from Arcadia.
Oh, that's what's up.
So, born and raised in LA. We've been out here.
Now, is Arcadia, is that known for a big Asian community?
Oh, yes. A lot of Asians in Arcadia. I think my high school growing up, there's probably like, it was like 80% Asian.
Really?
Like, Asians were the majority at my school.
Is Arcadia near Rosemead?
Yeah, it's like in the San Gabriel Valley. Yeah, that area.
Okay, so what are the main things y'all are known for? You're known for the boba, right?
Oh yes, definitely. There's lots of boba
spots.
Yes.
And so as well as, and I mentioned Meat Fresh earlier.
Oh yes. Yeah. Amazing.
And then you mentioned you are Taiwanese as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes,
do you get mistaken for any other races? I thought you were Korean.
Oh yes, definitely.
Honestly,
Korean. Yeah, when I had my lighter hair, actually, it was like a little bit light brown. Everyone thought I was Korean.
Do they come up to you and start saying stuff,
and I'm like nodding my head, like yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
But they would also think I'm like Filipino too, because in the summer,
you got that a lot.
Yeah, in the summer I get really tan. And they just think like, oh, dark Asian, you're mm-hmm. Filipino. I'm like, oh, no.
What high school did you attend?
Oh, Arcadia High School. Yeah.
Now, were there Latinos as well, and white people as well?
Mm-hmm. We had some white people, but it wasn't like the majority. Yeah.
See, where I went to school, there wasn't a lot of Asians.
See, it's the opposite.
It was mostly white people.
Yeah, my school was really weird because it's like, it was different from most high schools where it's like the cheerleaders and the football players weren't the popular people. It
Who
was
were
people
they?
In band.
It See, was, that's yeah, usually flipped.
Yeah, because all the Asian kids are in band and they were the ones that were like homecoming royalty.
What?
And stuff like that.
They were the outcasts in my school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, band. Like, they were considered like the geeks.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, ours, the band kids were cool. Like, they were cool, especially, like, percussion guys were cool.
Why percussion? Those, the drummer, the...
Yeah. Something about, you know, banging the drums.
No, that's a single snare, huh? Some of them, the way they strap it on,
yeah.
They go...
That stuff is really intense, because they have, like, World Guard, you know, where they show.
What's World Guard?
It's, like, kind of like Color Guard, but... with like percussion in it a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
And it's like a whole show and they go to like travel and do those things.
And let me ask you this. So like, would you agree that maybe most of the Asian people were like the popular ones? Because they're the predominantly
yeah,
the population
they were
Asian.
Yeah.
Not in my school.
Really?
Yeah, it was kind of like there was not a lot of Asians.
Oh, really? Like you could count them in one hand?
Basically two, oh. Maybe 8 or 9 or 10, maybe.
Oh, that is so little, yeah.
Even my brother, you know, my brother is known in the entertainment mm-hmm. world, but he was even kind of an outcast somewhat
in
high school.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Because you said you were from San Diego.
San Diego,
right?
Poway.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's understandable.
We're known for our wrestling program and everything, yeah. And our band.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Have you heard of Blink 182?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tom went to my high school.
Oh, I see.
The lead singer of Blink 182 went to my high school.
Well, there you go. You got some legacy.
But the thing is about him is he's obviously became a rock star, right? But even back then, he was popular.
Oh,
like
okay.
He was nominated Homecoming King.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was like he won in both worlds. Like even in high school, he won.
Uh-huh.
You know, he
just kept winning at life.
Yeah, and then later, I mean, I ended up going to Arizona State. My homies uh-huh. would visit, and they had all of the Blink CDs. And they're like, he's on MTV, check it out. I'm like, what?
You're like, oh, that guy used to go to my school.
Not only that, he'd perform at the local keg part, like the
local really?
High school parties, like in the back by the swimming pool.
Dude, whoever
no
had
one would
those
pay
videos.
Attention. They would ignore it. He'd be like, you know.
Whoever has those videos now, man.
Oh, that'd be a YouTube hit.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good thing. So anyone out there who went to Poway High School in the 90s, class of 93, and if you happen to have a Blink performance mm-hmm. at a kegger party.
Yes, send it in.
Holler at me.
Yes.
No negotiations.
Submissions accepted.
Yeah. Now let's get back to your trajectory as far as, so when did you... get into video games.
Oh, the thing about my Twitch streaming actually is mm-hmm. I stream in Just Chatting,
really?
I don't know if you know that category. Twitch, there's
no. I kind of know.
Oh, you
Gina, yeah. Well, Gina does a thing where it's sleep streaming. And
oh, yeah. Just Chatting is kind of like the area where it's like everything but the video games. You know?
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So
it's like,
do you? What's the interaction like with you and your audience?
Okay, honestly, for my stream, I just go on and I like smoke weed and I talk to my viewers and sometimes we play video games. Sometimes we play Fall Guys and sometimes we play like Among Us
really?
And Scriblio and we just get really faded and it's a good time.
And so are they mostly guys?
There's guys and girls.
Is it a mix? There's a mix.
Definitely more guys, but now I'm getting a little bit more girls too because it's nice to have like... an even amount.
Yeah. No, we talked about this off camera, but you met, like we as far as dealing with like the weirdos or whatnot on social
yes.
media and maybe on the Twitch, like how do you deal with that element?
Oh, because Twitch is nice where you have moderators. So I have some where I had like moderators where I vetted them out and they
what do you mean
me.
What does vetted mean?
Oh yeah, because you might have this situation where you get power mods and that happened to me before, which is like power mods are basically like someone who's your moderator, but like wants to like basically control everything.
Really?
Eventually. Yeah. So I used to, you know, Discord.
Of course. Because we have homies that they stream on Discord.
Yeah. So then I have a Discord server for my stream.
Describe to the viewers and listeners what Discord is.
Oh, yeah. Discord is kind of like, it's kind of like Slack, but like chiller version. You have voice channels and you have like chat channels and you can put like whatever you want in
it. It's a platform to put your stuff mm-hmm. on, right? As
yeah.
far as your streams, right?
Yeah.
It's a streaming platform that enables you to do that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has streaming on there. So you can also stream with your viewers on there. So I have like smoke sesh streams on Discord because on Twitch I can't have people like you know, random smoking on mine.
Yeah.
Of like, you know, issues with it being legal and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I could
yeah.
do it on Discord.
You know, that kind of caught me off guard. Like, that's why you can't judge a book by its cover. But
oh,
I didn't even know that you smoke weed or any of that.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people do not think that when they see me because I'm when just did this you, little when, Asian girl.
Yeah. When did you get, when did you start, getting involved with the marijuana thing.
So basically I used to be one of those like people in high school that would be like, I will never ever smoke weed. And I was like, people who smoke weed, that is the devil's lettuce.
Yeah.
And then after, I think it basically became where I had a boyfriend that was into all of that. And then I was
in high school.
Yeah. It was like, I was actually after college. I only started in
college. Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Really? So you started
late. Yeah. So I started later than everyone.
You didn't experiment with like the drinking phase in high school?
That's why I was a really goody-goody in high school.
Focused on academics? Yeah.
Not even that. I just had very strict parents.
Asian tiger. Yeah. Tiger parents?
Yeah. You had to be home by
Were
like
they tiger
10.
Parents?
Yes.
Explain to the viewers and listeners what a tiger parent is.
Tiger parents is like Asian parents that are just very like controlling and very strict about like things you do. You have curfew, you have to get straight A's, and you have to have like at least 4 or 5 extracurriculars.
Oh, geez,
GPA got to be 4.0. If it's not 4.0, we don't want it.
So, have you heard of that story? It's a famous story where there's a Asian girl, she ended up killing her parents.
Really?
Like
no.
like she had it set up.
Oh my god.
Where they were tiger parents, right?
Oh.
And she was dating this, he was a drug dealer. He was an Asian dude.
Oh,
but
uh-huh.
she set it up where let's hire these dudes to make mm-hmm. it look like a break-in. But
oh,
but he, and then they gave them money
smart.
And then they ended up shooting uh-huh, both parents. Surprisingly the father survived.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
But the whole interrogation, I forgot the name. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The whole interrogation is on YouTube. So
oh
you can see it's like 2 hours. But
I would think I would know it because I love true crime stuff like
I
that.
I love it too.
Yeah, right?
I'll send you it after once I find it. I forgot
Ooh,
the name of it. But she said that because a lot of the police were asking, well, why didn't they kill you if it was a break-in and a robbery?
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, my hand was tied up to the back of this thing, this yawning thing, or at the top of the stairs or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then, surprisingly, they asked, well, how did you call 911?
Oh, yeah, if you're tied up.
And so she got put on the spot, but
uh-huh.
she ended up, like, demonstrating how she was able to take the phone out of her back pocket and go like this and go, I need
help.
That
is some quick thinking right there.
But, you know what it makes? I love crime and, you know, the investigations
uh-huh.
and all that. Like,
I love
forensics also because you get to peer into that world as far as, like,
mm-hmm.
interrogating and, like, the psychology involved
oh,
of
yeah.
catching someone in a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically... there's different techniques that they were using on
yeah.
her. Yeah. And she finally cracked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she finally, because there's different methods. I did not know this, but
uh-huh.
there is different psychological methods that these interrogators use or the police
oh, yeah.
use. You know, that's why they say you have the right to remain silent. Like,
yeah, because I'm
I mean,
like,
that
I'm
alone,
not going to say anything.
That alone, if she didn't say shit, she probably...
Yeah,
you
got to wait till the lawyer's
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So, but... In her case, she should have got caught. You know,
yeah,
I'm not
that's
saying
true.
If you're innocent, but there's a reason why they say that. You have the right to remain silent.
Mm.
Anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of
yeah,
law.
Yeah.
So what is that telling you? That's saying whatever the fuck you say, watch it.
Exactly.
We're recording it. And we're going to flip it on you.
Yeah, because don't they do that thing where they, like, purposely leave out, like, little key details, and then you say it, and you're
and
like,
then they
it was
back.
A, yeah, it was a red jacket. And they're
yeah,
like,
no,
how
she,
did you know it was a red jacket?
That's what they did with her. They're
oh,
like,
yeah,
yeah. They, well, you said this was the time. Or they caught her
yeah.
lying. They caught her in some lies.
That's how they get you.
But so she ended up getting, obviously, life in prison, but
oh.
the father survived.
Did he ever talk to her?
Well, he was the police. They were waiting. They're interrogating her. But throughout that process, they were waiting. You know, because I was the other witness.
Mm-hmm.
The mom died, and but the father survived. He got shot in the head, but still survived.
Oh my god!
But you could hear the audio of him screaming in the background, like,
you know, in the 911 call.
Yeah.
Oh, those 911 calls are always like very hard to listen to.
Yeah. So I forgot. I lost my train of thought. What was I saying? Okay. So this is going back to your experience. Your parents were tiger parents.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you avoided partying.
Yeah. Cause it's like, I think I went to one high school party when I was in high school. And then they're like, you know how parties start at 10 o'clock usually, oh, yeah. right? And they're like, okay, you have to come home by 10. So then I'm like, what's the point, you know? So I think I literally went to one, took one shot, and got picked up. It was great.
Really?
And that was like the first time I realized that I have Asian glow when
yeah.
I drink.
Oh, which is yeah, like my face turned red.
Yeah, yeah blush, I'll freaking like red. Like tongue dip the alcohol, and then I'll turn red.
And then, but the thing is, that's drinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the first time you smoked marijuana?
Oh yes, the first time I got high from a bong was not good for sure. You know how
was
like,
it kush? Was it like good?
Yeah,
it was good.
Like,
it wasn't.
Yeah, I took it from a bong, and my ex at the time, he was like, "Oh, you're good. I think you could take one more." So I took two bong hits my first time.
Like a gravity bong, like a water bong.
Yeah, no, like a glass bong,
like a legit,
hardcore real one,
glass stem, whatever.
Yeah, I got the perks and everything, and then like I just took that, and I remember I was sitting and we were listening to music, and then like it was hardcore EDM. And then all of a sudden, that thing just hit me like a train. And I was
it creeped up on you?
Yeah, and I was like, am I like moving or is that the music? And then people were like talking because it was like people around. And then I'm like, am I laughing too late? Because like people say
stuff. Oh, so you got paranoid?
Yeah, and I'm like, am I laughing too late? And then I was like getting tripped out. And I just got to the point where I was so high I couldn't move. And then, those are the worst.
I smoked for like 18 years.
Oh, really?
I'm sober right now.
Oh, I
I'm
see.
So, I'm, I don't even do anything. No alcohol. I mean, I do the worst is nicotine.
Oh.
I still do this, but ended up happening with me is I got paranoid.
Oh, that happens a lot to my friends, actually, that smoke a lot, but then they stop, and then it makes them paranoid.
Can I tell you what happened? I'll tell you a story of what happened. Okay. It was a Thanksgiving. I met a girl. She was actually one of the managers for... do you remember American Apparel Clothing?
Yes.
Okay, so
definitely
she worked...
Definitely remember.
Yeah, so she worked at the one in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
And my homie, Jamil, introduced me to her, and, mm-hmm. like, we hit it off great.
Mm.
She's like, hey, I'm doing this... I'm Thanksgiving dinner. You want to kick it? You want to come? You want to go together?
Uh-huh.
And so, I mean, back then I had a car. I don't have a car now, but back then I had a car. Uh-huh. And she didn't have a car. She goes, oh, you know, it's no biggie. I'll just take the metro mm-hmm. and meet you. I'm like, okay, cool. And so I thought it'd be a good idea before she came. I'm like, oh, shit. It's Thanksgiving. I need to bring like a pumpkin pie.
Oh yeah, like a little
gift.
Little, a bottle of wine.
Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I fucking smoked a blunt. It was a Kush blunt. It was like perps.
Ooh, okay.
And it was a full on. It was in the swisher. I hit it like five times.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit it, and I got pretty stoned.
Uh-huh.
And I go, oh fuck, I got like an hour. And then, you know, I am like, oh, I'll just drive now.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. that way I could have it. And by the time she gets mm-hmm. here, we could just take off to the spot.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening is I take the left and then I take the right into Ralph's.
Uh-huh.
I didn't. There was a car parked on the side. And I was high. But,
uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, my God. I had the right of way.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know this car was coming out.
Oh, it was
out.
Moving.
It was, I didn't know that. It was about to move into my
lane. You thought it was parked.
Yeah, so it was there. Dude,
oh,
I got
no.
into a collision.
Oh.
So it went, it hit like, it went like this. Like my car is going this way into Ralph's and it went like that and hit me like this way.
Like a little T-bone.
Yeah. And then I remember, you know, the paranoia even registered higher. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
It
went up like 2 or 3 meters. So I'm sweating, and I remember looking at them, and they go, "Fuck you!" like fucking pull around.
They're like, "Come
yeah,
back
to
here."
Yeah, get your fucking insurance. Like you're fucked. I'm you know. And so I didn't know what to do. So I'm in the parking lot of Ralph's, and I'm sweating, and I'm even more. I'm like, it's either fight or flight. Whatever the term. What is it? Mm-hmm. Is it
your fight or flight?
Fight or
instinct,
flight. Yeah, the
yeah.
instincts kicked in.
Uh-huh.
So I just went. and I went, and then I went back, and then I fucking, it was like I left the scene.
Oh my!
And so I'm now. Keep in mind, I have a date.
Oh yeah,
I have a date in 30 minutes.
Are you late still? Oh, okay,
no. So I just got into this thing, and I left this accident basically.
Was your car okay though?
I didn't
or like,
give a fuck.
Oh, okay. It You're like, we good.
It had a little dent in it. It had a little dent in it. But so now I'm fucking ultra like the CIA is after me.
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm like, fuck. I close all the blinds and I'm fucking paranoid. And I mean, imagine how that date went.
Oh my God. You started it off with paranoia.
I mean, even going up to the Thanksgiving dinner, I was like, just not in the
just
right.
Stressed.
Oh my God. And I remember there was a moment where, you know, it could have got romantic. Like we were all watching a movie after dinner and like, I was like, I could have like kicked
made
in, like made a move, yeah. But I was literally like, she was like giving me like every, you know, give me the hint, like, hey, and I was just literally like, I look like didn't know how to sit on the couch. I was like,
wait, because you were high? Or
I was like, yeah, I was high and I was paranoid. I was thinking about, I thought the police,
you're like, my car.
I thought the police were
like,
after me.
Were there cameras?
And I just remember dropping her off and same mistake. I just like went, okay, get later. You know, like it was just like,
but you hit someone up?
Huh?
You hit another one?
I dropped her off after the end of the Thanksgiving
day. Okay.
I ended up dropping her back off in Echo Park somewhere. And like, I didn't, you know, that's the time if you were to make a move, like, hey,
yeah.
can I come in? You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you invite me, whatever.
It's okay. The weed took over that day.
Yeah. So have you experienced anything like that?
I mean, I feel like not so much where I get as paranoid, but like definitely because I live by myself and it's like definitely could be when you're by yourself and you're super, super faded and you like hear a noise somewhere and you're like, is there a robber in here? Is there a robber in my house?
Yeah.
And then so just like stuff like that. But I think like now my tolerance for weed is very, very high. It's like.
And that's like that's really crazy you would say that now in today's age.
Yeah.
Because from when I was growing up, the weed has drastically changed.
Oh, yeah.
Drastically.
Do you say that it got stronger? Or
yeah.
Yeah? Because, yeah.
Because I used to smoke like the ones with the seeds in it.
Yeah,
you
used to pick up from a plug.
Like
that
the
brick weed.
The brown.
Yeah. You were like, you'd be grateful if it was green.
You would smoke like a pound of it and you'd be like, I'm still not
high. Yeah. Like, is that oregano or what's up?
Yeah. So now you're basically saying you have a tolerance for
it. It's because I think like just doing my streaming stuff, like I smoke and I talk to people on there and a lot of my viewers also smoke with me while
so
I do
would
it.
You say it's kind of like a ceremonial kind of
it's like a smoke sesh.
It's a smoke
like a virtual smoke hang
so
sesh.
Do they show you their weed or their papers?
Oh yeah,
they go hey, I'm using
they show
papers.
It to me in Discord. Yeah, because I can't see it from, like, my end on Twitch, but then they post it in Discord.
Yeah.
Some of my viewers smoke more than I do.
Right. Now, would you say, like, because I used to use, because I do music, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would use marijuana for musical purposes.
Mm-hmm.
But now, would you say it's more like, and I would want to be by myself. Like, I'd smoke by myself all the time.
Oh, yeah, I smoke by myself, too.
But would you say nowadays, since it's so, like...
Yeah, it's more like
it's
of
so
a social.
Face, it's a social
thing.
Yeah,
it's more of, like, a social thing. It's, like, more accepted, like, kind of like drinking now. Because it's, like, more places, I think they're okay with you smoking weed.
Yeah.
They're just, like, do it outside.
Do your folks know you smoke?
Yes, they do. They're not big fans of it, but they know, like, deep down.
Oh, they're not tripping. I mean, I'm sure they're more, like...
Oh, I think they just don't know, to what magnitude, I say.
Do they know you just do it recreationally? Like, it's
yeah.
not crazy
mm-hmm.
or nothing?
Because I have some other family members that also, like, do it recreationally, too. So I think they're okay with that, but
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Look, I don't even judge it. I don't even consider it a bad thing.
Yeah, like, I don't even. I consider it's like weed and alcohol are on like the same level for me.
No, I think weed's better for you.
Yeah, I think weed because like alcohol for me just does not, like, I'll just, like, it's a very fine line between being drunk or just throwing up, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, and the thing with alcohol, like DUIs.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Like, you know, like, you end up, like, really blacking out or doing stupid shit.
Because you, like, actually cannot drive, like, when you drink and stuff like that.
But with weed, you might be so paranoid you don't want to fucking fuck up.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I think, like, if you drive, like, not that you should ever drive while you're on anything. Mm-hmm. But I think people who, like, drive on weed or drive slower and chiller, if anything.
More cautious.
More cautious
and aware.
Mm-hmm.
Now you mentioned that you live alone.
Yeah.
Have you, because that's what I prefer. Mm-hmm. Personally, let me ask you, have you always been that way? Because you're in a you mentioned you are in a relationship.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. No,
why not live with the dude?
Oh, just hasn't gotten to that point yet, but I haven't had a relationship where I've moved in with them before. Most of the time I'm like by myself, and then
do you prefer it that way? I mean, obviously.
Yeah, I kind of like
what are the reasons, what are the benefits of that?
Like, I like being alone, like the alone time sometimes. Dude, you know, right?
Me too.
It's just like kind of like being like a introvert / extrovert. Like, when I need to be social, I can, but then like when I want to be by myself, I want to be by myself.
Not only that, if you're dealing with a roommate or roommates,
mm-hmm.
you can't do really what you want to do.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like you might eat their shit in their the fridge. Yes. They'd be like, hey, dude, you drink my last Gatorade? Or
that was a struggle back then. Because, I lived with people in college.
Me too.
Yeah, and then it did not work.
we were homies.
Everything was labeled.
Yeah, we were homies, but when we ended that relationship, we weren't as good as homies.
Oh, I see. Like, yeah, you never know until you live with someone.
Yeah.
That's when you really get to know someone.
So what are some other positive aspects living by yourself? It's like you don't have to deal with other people. You can mm-hmm. come and go as you want.
You could just walk around naked if you want.
Yeah, you could do that, right? You don't have to worry about if you're making too much noise.
Yeah, that's another thing.
If you're eating their shit.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you have, if you want a date or something. You can't just bring a person over. You got to get a heads up from
I
them.
I remember that some of my friends, they didn't fully like live on their own yet. And then they would have to like complain about like, oh, am I supposed to bring a guy home or not? And I'm like, thank God I don't have to deal with that.
Yeah. Now, do you how long have you always been in committed relationships as well?
No, actually, before the one I'm in right now, I actually was single for like 3-4 years.
That's
good. Basically everything I've been doing, like doing the Twitch stuff, that was all like when I was single. So it was actually kind of hard to get my like viewers used to the fact that I was in a relationship, because the second I posted someone,
because they want to be
am I
out of pocket for saying that?
What?
Am I out of pocket for saying maybe
some
of the people that are tuning in might fantasize, they'd be like, oh, you know.
They
you know,
do.
Like there's a voyeuristic element about that, right?
Literally, I think the post that I posted, a picture of my boyfriend and I, and
they did not
they
like
commented
that.
Under it, they're like, unfollowed. And I'm like,
oh, they're
thank
hating
you. I'm
it.
Like, this is not a freaking like airport departure thing. You do not need to announce your like departure.
You just do
thank
it if
you.
You want to do that. Yeah. Now, have they kind of expressed like, have you gotten messages from them like, hey, I don't think he's a good fit. I think.
Oh yes.
Because
like,
I know
gosh.
You. I watch your streams.
Yeah.
I think I would be a better fit. I know you well.
Yes. There are definitely some that are like that, and also because my boyfriend is black, so there's
that's
some,
what's up.
Yeah, there's
okay.
some,
okay,
there's some of my followers.
So the Asians are, they feel they are they,
yeah,
you have some Asian
there
haters?
There are some.
Like,
yeah.
What's up? Like, I Asians know. Ain't good enough?
I know.
Especially in today's climate, you know, because we're getting all this Asian hate.
Mm-hmm.
So are they kind of coming at you like that?
There have definitely been some messages like that. And some are just being a little racist, too. And they were saying, some person, I think, in a message, they were like, your boyfriend and blah, blah, blah. Are the reason why COVID and all this, and I'm like what where did that
sense.
Even come from?
Wait, I want to know the logic
know.
Behind wait hold up let's stay on that for a sec. What's the logic behind that makes
I
no
literally don't
sense.
Understand. I think they just
what?
Want to blame things on people or something.
Yeah,
I was like where, like, can you connect the dots for me, because I'm not getting that.
Yeah. So that's just really like not logical in that they're coming from left field as far as saying some shit like that.
There's just always been crazy things that I get. Like, there's the craziest like DM I've ever gotten was a video of this guy sent a video of himself licking his own dick.
Come again? That's what
he
happened.
He sent a video of, I still have the video, I think. He was
it
like,
would have been cooler
like
if he was licking his own ass.
No, like he was licking his own. And I remember I was like, what the? I was like, wait,
where
can all guys do this?
Where in his mind did he think that was a good idea?
Yeah, I don't know. Was he thinking like, oh, she's going to think I'm super flexible or like, what's up? Like, I don't know what his plan was that. He literally just sent that video.
Was it unsolicited? He just did that?
Yeah, he just sent that video.
I would understand it because I'm trying to, you know, bring context into this, right? I would understand if y'all were talking back and forth.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, you guys showed interest in each other and like, oh, cool. Yeah. But then you're telling me certain times out of nowhere, you'll get a video of a guy licking his own thing, penis.
Definitely the most outstanding one I've seen.
How do you top that? Would the butthole be a different level?
Oh, yeah. See that one I've yet to see.
I'd respect that more
because
it's like, oh, he's
like
flexible.
Yeah, because, you know, he's like getting all up in there.
Yeah, and then he's like really,
a little,
like, really
like,
bending down.
Yeah, it's like a
to
little
like,
human pretzel.
Yeah. You know, I'll give you an example. Like, okay, so in my dorm, I lived in, like, I lived on one side of the campus. This is Arizona State. But then the other side had, like, the ethnic dormitories.
Oh, I
see. So there's the black area. There's the Native American area, you know, Asians. Mm-hmm. But then all my homies, most of them at one time, were all black.
Oh, okay.
And they did the opposite with me. They would be like, yo, like, I wouldn't even be mad if Steve dated one of ours. you know, they straight up gave me the pass.
You were a
they
part of
they gave me the pass. I mean,
you were invited to the
they
cookout.
They gave me a pass into the tribe. Like, oh no, Steve's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, like, cause you know, I not only skated with some of them, we did music. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We would, you know, they're into rap and.
You were a part of
it. Yeah, so they gave me the thumbs up. Like, no, well, we wouldn't be mad.
Like, Steve's good.
Yeah, and then I thought that was so cool. I was like, oh.
Like, guys,
that's
I'm accepted.
Cool. Yeah. So, you know, the thing, would you agree with this? I'm not trying to.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Generalize with Asians, but Asians are a bit weird as far as like supporting other. I mean, now it's different because of like they're getting bashed over. They're getting attacked on the street, right?
I know.
I'm saying before that time.
Yeah.
There was a time where certain Asians are like, they don't want to see either other Asians doing well or.
Oh, yeah, that's another
what
thing.
What is that? What is that all about?
There's like so much racism.
Hate.
Yeah, racism within the Asian community itself. It's like, you know, some Japanese people don't like Koreans or some like this and that. And it's like all this. And it's like we're not even that unified ourselves.
That's what
sometimes.
I'm saying. It's like, why? There's room for. Look, you know, I'll give you an example. It's like, you know, like if you're an Asian painter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, in your mind, you're like, I have to be the only one. Right?
Yeah.
I have to be the only one that paints and uses these colors.
Because I think
when it's like, motherfucker, there's like room for other painters.
There's room for everyone.
Yeah.
I think it's just, with like the Asian, like, the way our mindset is just to like keep to ourselves and that kind of thing. So I think that's what everyone does.
But
you
what
know?
Does keeping to ourselves have to do with, you know, like hating on another person's progress or them doing well? You know what I'm saying?
I don't
what you're
understand
saying,
that either.
but you know, there's something to that. It exists.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that. You know, like, I'll give you the example. Like, I don't act or anything, but I'm sure if you're like an actor, like, you know, like Grace Park or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like her, like, let's say she just booked, like, Battlestar Galactica or something. I'm sure she would not like another Asian actress booking, not even Battlestar Galactica, but another sitcom or something like that.
Yeah, because I think there's just like not that many like roles out there, so we got to compete, you know.
Oh, but you're so, maybe that's not a good example because yeah, that's a certain specific field. But like going back to painting or something else, let's say you're an Asian juggler.
Mm-hmm.
There's room for other Asian jugglers.
Oh, yeah. Right? I think it's just being with Asian, you want to be the best at everything. You know?
I understand that. But, dude, that doesn't mean there's room for everyone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, let's say you have a store.
Uh-huh.
And let's say it's a clothing store, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, I want my clothing store to be the best clothing store, have the best product in it, and I want it to do well. Why would you get mad at someone else that's down the street with
that's doing it?
You know
what I'm saying?
They're not even on your block.
We're all like trying to bring each other up, you know? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't understand either. If anyone would like to let us know.
But I always wondered that, you know?
Yeah, I wonder that too.
Because I'm not like that. I'm like, oh, that's dope that they're doing
it. It's good because it's like, that's what I think too. But I can understand how they might think that way.
Maybe that's a problem. And yeah. I'm not trying to ruffle any feathers, right? Because you know, we're at a sensitive time with Asian hate crimes. Mm-hmm. But think of this: maybe there's a reason why it's come to this point.
Mm.
It's because of the stuff we're discussing.
Yeah,
it's because of the reason behind it is because there's no Asian support with each other, like backing each other. Mm-hmm. That's why, of course, you're going to be a victim because it's like the person right down the street, that's your brother or sister or your community, it doesn't even support you to begin with, you know? And then now that all this shit's happening, you're like, oh, that's not right. Asians unite.
Yeah.
It's like, that's bullshit. Because if that was the case, then you would have had their back
back then, you know what I'm saying?
Like from the get-go, from the jump.
I've always seen that because it's like you already know, like with each like little group within Asians, they already like don't like each other for certain reasons.
Right.
So, yeah, I can see that.
I just think that it's so weird now. Like, it has to come to these tragic events of Asians getting jumped. And now you want to jump on board and say, hey, that's not right.
Yeah.
Let's do some pep rallies. And, you know, it's like, motherfucker, like, you weren't even supporting the Asian shit to begin with.
I know. Because I understand with all that stuff, that stuff, like, angers me a lot. Because I was in the, like, protest for, like, Black Lives Matter and stuff in the summer.
Rightfully so.
I even got arrested.
Why?
Just because, like, you know how there was the curfew and stuff?
Yeah.
And we were still out protesting. I was literally on my way home, and then we got kettled in by the police. And then we just got blocked in by a block on both sides.
Okay, and so they just...
And then,
ID'd and said, hey.
Yeah, no, they actually treated us.
Did you get a warning or you get ticketed?
Yeah, we got ticketed. And I think somebody sued the government, was like, made it so that none of us had to, like, actually go. Because at one point, we all had to go to court for that.
Wow, that's crazy. But did you show up?
No, it got canceled. All of that got canceled.
Have you ever been busted for anything where you had to go
to court? No, that was like my first time like getting arrested or anything with the police. And I was like, this is it, guys. I'm going to jail. It's over.
Yeah. Now, as far as the weed, because weed's basically legal, right? It's legal, right?
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts going back to the weed as far as, because it used to not be legal, you know, like in the
90s? It was only like 2017, right?
Yeah, here. So it's not for that long. Yeah. So, I mean, that's changed the climate as far as, because I smell it all the time, right? In-N-Out Burger, wherever, you know, people are just
walking
smoking in
their street.
Car on their, you know, but back then, when I was coming up, cats were, you had to be like a ninja.
Yes, it's funny now, like people can just be like smoking their freaking wax pens.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen
the
motherfuckers
wax
blow
pens.
Whole blunts
yeah.
like on the street. They're just, they have all their shit out.
I
like,
know.
Hey,
like,
hey,
back in the day,
oh,
we
you
had
have
to
this
find
strand?
A plug.
Yeah, so that's changed. That's different.
I still think it's so fucked up that we can be out here like openly smoking, and I can have my like Twitch stream of me smoking, but there's still people in jail
that's
for having
so
like a gram
that's a good
on
point.
Them. Yeah. that's so fucked up still. Like, I don't understand
like
any
of
that. Like,
just a joint on them.
Yeah. Especially, like, it maybe it was happened, like, when they were younger, too.
And they're still in jail.
Yeah, and they're still in jail. Like,
they need to let those people out.
I know.
There's worse crimes than that, than motherfuckers
and
smoking a joint.
Especially with, like, weed. So many people are, like, you know, white people will be gentrifying it. They got med men
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, yeah. Have you watched B-Real's Smokebox?
No.
Well, his whole podcast, mm-hmm. shout out to B-Real, I'm a fan of Cypress Hill.
Ooh, okay.
His whole thing is they just hotbox into his car.
Ooh.
And they just,
like
they shoot
fun.
The shit, and there's just, it's just like a hotbox.
Ooh, that would be
like
really fun,
like he's had Mike
actually.
Tyson on there.
Oh, and every guest smokes?
And, yeah, everyone smokes. Oh. It's like, it's super cloudy in there.
That would actually be really fun. I should just start doing that on my
Paul
Twitch Wall's stream.
Paul Wall's been on there.
Ooh,
yeah, and so
okay.
They're just shooting the shit. Yeah, like all the rappers and everything. They're on there. Yeah,
yeah, because I feel like you have very interesting conversations when you're high.
Yeah,
like
that's one thing I do miss.
Yeah,
I miss that.
You just start having these really
Not
intellectual
yeah.
conversations.
Now, do you think that it opens up certain barriers?
Yeah. Like, I feel like for me, it makes me pretty like creative and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know?
I can't dispute that.
Yeah.
Because even going back to the music making, mm-hmm. The one thing I do miss is when I used to make like beats and mm-hmm. write like the lyrics,
yeah.
I was like in a different like state of mind when I was high. And not only that, like when I would listen to the music,
uh-huh.
I would hear more detail.
Oh.
Like, it's like, you know, like
yeah.
listening to Pink
mm-hmm.
Floyd the Wall, like you can listen to
yeah.
it sober, but if you're fucking on acid or something, you're gonna
yes.
get a whole different,
it's a different experience.
Experience.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I do miss is mm-hmm. is just like the creative outlet
it,
and
yeah.
just the way it like kind of,
because it must be nice, you just like sesh and have like a little music. Like Jill,
I mean,
can't even talk.
I mean, imagine making music on it though, where you're
yeah.
like really creating something, and you're like, whoa.
I feel like a lot of my friends do that. Some of them, they just do like producing on the side, and they just like smoke a lot of weed, and they get into it.
I'm sure it's a part of their process.
Yeah,
as well. It's
creative
like,
process.
Sit, because the thing with this specific type of music, you need a lot of patience.
Because
you're sitting with a machine or a sampler or whatever
mm-hmm.
you're using
yeah.
for hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think that, oh, you fuck, I would like to smoke so because I'm going to be sitting here anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to your... So how often do you... are you twitching and... And then how did... Like, can we talk about your channel more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, well, I got into, like, doing streaming, actually, is from... Not even from Twitch. It's from East Meets East.
What's
if you know
can you
that?
Explain to the viewers
okay.
listeners
East
what
Meets
that is?
East is an Asian dating app.
Really?
Yeah, it's like an Asian dating app. You know how there's, like, they started making it for, like, specific people, like, Christian Mingle,
mm-hmm,
stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
I think this one's for, like, Asians, I guess.
Yeah, isn't there another Asian site, like... Bagel Meets Coffee or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I think that's another
like
one.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's even one for, like, farmers or something.
Asian farmers?
No, there's, like, farmers. Like, just farmers.
Oh, okay. Just farmers. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a dating app.
Yeah.
Okay. There's so like, you had a profile on there?
Yeah. So, basically, East Meets East have this thing where they're trying to get more people to use their app. So, they added a live streaming thing. So, it was kind of like... live streaming like how it is on Instagram Live. It was
mm-hmm.
just mobile on your phone mm-hmm. like that. So I used to work for them and I would stream on there, and that's how I got into doing all this streaming stuff in the first place. And then basically what I did back then was I just, you know, smoked and talked to people, and then people were interested. And then I think I ended up quitting East Meets East because it just got too much and the app was like not that good. It was like,
be honest,
technical difficulties.
Be honest, how many messages were you getting?
I was getting so many messages
I
wasn't
checking. Give me a ballpark. I'm just curious. Like, give me a ballpark estimate of.
Okay. Well, I think it just at one point it goes past 100 plus. It just stops counting the number.
Did it get to that point?
Yeah, I just got to that point because I was like streaming every single day.
How does one deal with that many mess? I've always wondered that.
Oh yeah, I think you just at one point you just stop reading. Like, I still read all my messages.
Give me an example of what a stranger, like what would mm-hmm. be their first line. Like, tell me what they would say.
Okay, well, it ranges anywhere from like hi to like, you know, I want to fuck you in the ass, you know? Like,
what?
It really
is. That's their pickup? That's their first line opener?
Yeah. Some people, literally, that's the first time they ever message me. And they're like, or I've gotten some, they're like, I've come to your photos 3 times this week. And I'm like, I did not need to know that.
Yeah. Oh, C-U-M.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Oh, it's not the C-O-M-E. Yeah. C-U-M?
I forgot. I actually got a DM before of some guy who sent a video of himself, like, jacking off, but then panned up, and it was my Instagram on his computer screen.
Oh, that is creepy on so many different levels.
Why do people do this? Like, I don't need to know.
Yeah, so what outcome are they expecting from doing something
like
that?
I really don't. I think they think I'm going to, like, see it, and I'm going to be like, oh, my God, your dick is so big. I need that in my life. And then I'm going to drive or fly to wherever they are, and I'm gonna, you know, marry them.
So
I think that's what
I'm sure
think.
Like, I'm glad you brought that up. How many have, do you get quite a few of those, the those pictures?
Oh yes. It's just we don't want those.
What are the, let's tell the viewers, like, when do you have the right to do that, and when not to do that?
Oh, you mean the unsolicited?
Yeah, you don't do it unsolicited. Yeah. But what if you're receiving pictures from the girl first? Then
if you're you know, sexting with someone, and you guys have, like, a conversation going on, the vibe is good, then you can send a dick pic. Most of the time, I think you would still want the girl to send you something first before you send a dick pic.
So guys, don't do it. Do that for an opener.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it if she's not asking for it first.
Exactly.
Don't do it. Just don't catch her off guard.
Mm-hmm.
Do it only if it's reciprocated. If the female is showing you that vibe first,
mm-hmm.
then maybe that kind of gives you an open door to do that.
Just read the room.
Read the room first. But they could learn a lot from that.
Yeah. You don't even know. There's just some people, like, they think that that's how you say hi to girls.
Isn't that weird? Because, like, if you take this back in the day, like, let's say the 90s or early 2000s, you wouldn't go up to someone on the street and go, hey.
Yeah.
And
These are like real life flashers, basically.
It's like a flasher.
Yeah.
Modern day flasher.
Yeah, modern day flasher.
So are they, oh God, I can only imagine being a female on a dating site.
Just, oh, yes. It's not even like for me, because I know, like, yeah, obviously my Instagram, I have very risque photos and stuff like that. But even if it's just, I have, like, my girlfriends that post really wholesome photos,
and
they
still
get
them?
It. Yeah. So it's just, you know.
Like, even with them, if they're just, like, walking their dog at a dog park, and then they'll be like, hey.
They're like, DM. I wish I was that dog or something. I don't know.
So they could twist things to make it perverted or whatever.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, my God.
The amount of times that people have spun, like, a food story into something.
Like a mukbang into a,
into
a different
something
kind
else,
of mukbang.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what? Already?
Oh, no, I just had a question.
Oh.
So when I initially found your profile, it was TikTok.
Oh, yes.
So I know you're, like, really popping on there.
Yeah, so he asked about TikTok.
Oh, yeah. So TikTok, basically, I started it during quarantine. Like, I got on it really late.
Yeah, so how did you, what made you want to do TikTok?
I think it was
and
just,
what's the appeal about TikTok?
I think it was just because, like, it was, like, short form videos, and I liked doing videos and so I actually went to school for film, mm-hmm. but like, so there's stuff like that. It was my background. I liked making YouTube videos, so I was like, oh, okay, I'll try this out. And, like, some of my other friends got really big on TikTok fast too.
How did they do that? Explain what that format isn't it like dancing and
it's actually, I know a lot of people think TikTok is just like dancing,
but they're like 10 second videos, right, or something.
Oh no, it could be longer. They
like
go
a minute
from,
what's
yeah,
the longest video?
Longest it can go up to a minute,
so you could do a minute video of anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It could be you cooking,
like,
or dancing, or whatever.
There's actually a lot of tutorial stuff now on there, and then there's just this huge thing with, like, makeup and fashion, and then, like,
there's branding on it.
Yeah, you can get, there's, like,
you could get branding deals on it.
Yeah, I gotten like, I actually have more followers on all my platforms. It's
more than
it's
Instagram?
TikTok. Yeah,
what? How many followers do you have on TikTok?
I'm like, 110K, I think.
On TikTok? Yeah. More than your Instagram.
But, yeah, but I think TikTok is
for
just...
like over 40,000 more.
Yeah, but I think TikTok is just people follow more accounts on TikTok too.
Isn't
so
it mostly
that.
For kids?
I thought that too. For the longest time, I was like, I am not going to download this. I will not be lip singing to freaking songs.
Yeah.
But then, like, once you get on there, there's a lot of trends that people do.
Like give me an example of a dance or the new Drake song. Or
yeah, like, that's how a lot of the musicians get their songs popular now, is like they just tie it to a TikTok dance.
Wait, how do they get...
Everyone does it, and then
with their
like,
song?
Yeah.
So they'll put their song on a TikTok dance video, and they'll get major hits.
Yeah, or it's just the song will get popular, and someone will make a dance to it. And
so that will help your music.
Yeah. So now there's starting to be a lot of, like, musicians and artists that would just make songs solely just for TikTok.
So how would you describe a TikTok song?
It has to be very catchy. And
so it has to be like a dance hit?
Yeah, like some 808s in there, like a lot of bass. Because that's good, because the TikTok...
For the catchiness
Yeah,
of it?
Also because another big thing on TikTok is they have this thing where they do transformations, where it's like you look bummy, and then you like the beat drops, and then you like look
hot. Then it's... You do videos like that where you're
so
like
I
in your
this.
Normal
yeah,
everyday
yeah, yeah.
clothes, and then boom.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh.
Yeah, so there's like the Bust It Challenge. I think my Bust It Challenge kind of helped my account grow a little bit too.
What's that?
Bust It Challenge? It was just like you look bummy, and then you like... The next scene is you like squat down, and then you're like... dancing a little bit, and you look hotter, and that kind of thing. It's like a transformation.
We can't, me and Ren can't do that though, because it's like if
you guys could
if I have a tuxedo,
yeah,
maybe
just
and
in
I'm like in
yeah.
some rags, then boom,
yeah.
I'm in a tuxedo, like
that would be a good one.
Right,
yeah, because yeah, that's basically the stuff I do on TikTok is a lot of like transformation stuff,
people like
trends
that.
Yeah, they really like to see, like they're like, oh my God, that's not even the same girl. And I'm like, I don't think I look that different.
honestly, those are your thoughts? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. then I think I posted some, and then in the comments, people were like, no way, that's the same girl. And I'm like, it still looks like me.
Yeah. Do you get girl haters?
No, not really.
Not at all.
Actually.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I think of it a lot of the girls supporting girls so
that,
far.
That's
yeah.
great. That's great. Mm-hmm. Now, like, how does one get like branding deals, or how do, because people get paid off? I've always wondered that. Like, how do people get paid off TikTok?
Oh yeah, I think TikTok. You just get like businesses and like, because I have my email in my the bio. Yeah, I put it my email everywhere. So I think businesses and brands just email you.
And has that happened with you?
Yeah.
Well? Mm-hmm. Give me an example of like a company or a business.
Oh, I have more
with.
On Instagram, but TikTok is this that, you know, the one, I'm pretty sure everyone knows that one. It's the Inhale Health.
What's that?
It's the one where it's like, they got like melatonin and all that. And those ones. Yeah. So that they just like, they give you a product and they pay you, and then you just have to make like a TikTok post.
And then maybe tag them on it, mm-hmm. or...
And you tag them.
So it's kind of like an endorsement type deal. Mm-hmm. And then they'll pay you money.
Yeah, because basically you're giving them like exposure.
Exposure on your platform.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's
I'm sure kids are getting paid just doing TikTok. Like.
Oh, yeah. The bigger TikTokers, they can make a lot.
There's big TikTokers.
Yeah. The people who
the people know their name.
Yeah. I think the
like,
biggest
give me an example.
Is like right now is like Charlie D'Amelio. She's like number one, I think.
What makes her different
than
all
she has like 100-something million on TikTok. Yeah, and she just dances.
Okay, and then what makes her so special? Why is she getting 100 million?
I think, like, it was, like, she... I think she just had the, like, next... Like, not, like, the girl next door kind of quality where everyone's like, oh, I want to be like her, you know? Like, or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think
she's
kind of
like Emma Chamberlain. You know how Emma Chamberlain is to YouTube, mm-hmm. where it's, like, the girl next door?
Yeah,
but
basically
she's, like
that.
Really down to earth and, mm-hmm. oh, that could be my homie or
yeah
mm-hmm. that type
so
of thing.
Yeah, I think that's how a lot of them get big. They just
do you know who Emma Chamberlain is?
Yeah, she's a YouTuber. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you Emma Chamberlain's story?
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay, so me and my homie and my neighbor Craig were at Target, uh-huh. and we're in the elevator, and she was... I didn't know who she was, but she was in the elevator filming a vlog.
Oh, okay.
With her two of her homies,
uh-huh.
homegirls. So I, vlog? She was, and then yeah, she was vlogging. Like I'm sure she was there doing a vlog, but there she was there to get another camera, I think.
Oh, okay.
So I was just, I didn't know who she was, uh-huh. and I might have sounded like a fool.
Uh-huh.
But I ended up being in her vlog. Because people hit me up like, dude, you're in Emma Chamberlain's vlog, dude? I'm like, no, I'm not. Who the fuck is that? Who is that? But it has me going, this is what I said. I sound like uh-huh. a fool. I'm like, excuse me, what kind of camera is that?
Wait, so that was your cameo?
That was my cameo in an Emma Chamberlain vlog.
Well, there you go. You and got so a little, I didn't a know. Hold on.
I didn't know who she was. Mm-hmm. So that exchange happened. I go, okay, thank you. She, you know, she said it's a Canon 50521. And then uh-huh. so I'm like, and so you know, Craig's like, all right, let's go. And I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't know who. I thought she was just uh-huh. some kids. And, it looked like a It looked like a nice camera.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm and like, oh, it had because it had a monitor. It had like a screen on it. It was like that camera, that Lumix, but it had like this other flip out screen.
Oh, I see.
You know,
see.
What I mean,
yeah.
It looked like high tech. So I'm like, oh shit, that looks dope.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and then I found out through just people DMing me like, dude, you're on Emma Chamberlain's new vlog.
Yeah, because hers gets like millions of views. You're just like, oh, I just got, you know, millions of people saw me and I didn't even know.
So I thought it'd be a good idea
uh-huh.
since, you know, I made my embarrassing cameo to reach out to her like, hey, I'm that voice. I'm the little Asian guy in the elevator.
Send a screenshot of the screen grab of the video.
I'm the guy who asked about your camera. Hey, I have my own platform, you know. Mm-hmm. And then
yeah, you should.
I did zero.
Oh.
Of course I should. I do it. I do it all the time. Uh-huh. I mean, the thing about me is like people always ask me like, dude, mm-hmm. you should get so-and-so. Mm-hmm. You should get so-and-so. How come you haven't reached it? I do. You don't even know.
Yeah.
I've done it 10 times.
Dude, that's, I understand that too.
And then not only that, if they don't respond, I even reach out again.
Oh, yes.
3 months later. Hey, just checking mm-hmm. in again. But the thing. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I understand because I used to have a podcast with my two girlfriends. And then at one point we had like David Choi come on because I'm friends with him. And
oh,
then,
he's been on
yeah,
here.
And then,
the musician?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
and
been
then,
on here.
Yeah, and because we're friends.
David Choi, yeah.
Hey, David.
He's been on here, yeah.
And then we had our friend Jimmy Zhang come on because we're also friends. And then I remember I think like after having some of them on, then we were like, okay, let's reach out to other people. We reached out to Timothy De La Ghetto.
He's been on here? Shout
yeah,
out to
no, but hey, Tim.
Yeah. you want to say something to
no,
Timothy right now?
I asked him and he responded to me and he said, yes, just one word. Yes.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, great. Like, you know, what's your availability? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
He never responded again.
But you have to figure a guy like that is so busy
know,
with his brands and his podcast.
But I was like,
he just has a, he had a kid.
Yes.
Yeah. So are you saying that if I had one of Emma Chamberlain's homies
mm-hmm.
first, then I could get Emma Chamberlain?
Oh yeah, probably. You know, gotta get your foot in the door, you know. Gotta get infiltrate her circle of friends.
But you know,
I don't know who that is though, but you got it.
Yeah, you know, I thought about it, but because I'm like thinking, like, that's not a sure shot thing. Like, so what? Mm-hmm. I get her, right? That's not it's 50-50, you know? Like
yeah.
just because she does it doesn't mean it's gonna blow up my channel by any means. It might.
No, I'm sure it would.
Do you think it can't hurt though?
Yeah,
right?
It can. It can always like help
it,
you.
It can't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking with a person like that popular, right? Because
mm-hmm.
she is popular. I mean,
yeah.
Talk about like
very
success,
influential.
You know? The amount of business emails that she gets on
oh,
a daily
yeah.
basis.
At that point, they just have a manager, don't they?
I don't know. I mean, I tried to do directly to her. But I'm guessing that she's gonna. I mean,
yeah.
it'd be a miracle mm-hmm. if she happened to see my message
mm-hmm.
and go, okay, okay.
Yeah, and it has to be at the perfect time because they might look at it and yours might be at the bottom or something.
Yeah.
You know.
What makes her so popular? I'm just curious.
I don't know. Actually, I think it's just what you said. It was like the YouTuber, like girl next door kind of thing.
Is it that?
Like that's a lot of reasons why
I've been observing. I'm like trying to study her shit
mm-hmm.
and like okay, like her, you know, all of her shit's
mm-hmm.
quality. She probably
yeah.
has the best cameras, best editing equipment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what makes her so special in this?
I know. I think it's just her at that point.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said fucking anything. I'm a fool. God, I'm an idiot.
No,
if I, like, I'll put it this way. Put it this way. If I would have known who she was, I mm-hmm. wouldn't have said shit. I just would have been. I would have been thinking these things.
No, but then you might not have ended up in her video then, you know.
But it's not even, it's just my voice.
Oh, like you, oh, I thought your face.
Oh, that's pathetic. Oh,
this whole time I thought you got like your face in
no,
it.
No, it's just me off camera. excuse me. What kind of camera
you
is
gotta
that?
You got to send her the voice clip.
No. Oh, like what kind of camera is that? What kind of camera? No. No.
Oh.
I sounded like, because I hate the sound of my own voice.
Mm-hmm.
I probably sounded so annoying to her and her friends. Like, get him away from here.
But that's everyone. Everyone doesn't like the sound of their own voice. Don't like the sound of my own voice.
But can you hear? You could hear me now, right? It's high. Wouldn't you say it's falsetto high?
Yeah, you can sing if you wanted to. I
but
think.
But if I do this, I might sound more manly.
Yeah. Drop a little octave
yeah.
right there.
Now you mentioned 10? 5. Wow, it flew by.
Yeah.
Let's really focus. When do people tune into your Twitch?
Oh, okay.
Streaming?
So basically I stream on like 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, usually Monday through Thursdays on Twitch, and then random streams on the weekend, just depending. If you want to follow my Discord, that's where I put like my schedule if it changes and stuff like that. Yeah. Come through.
How do they best support you? Do they subscribe? I mean, not only watch, but can't they subscribe and support?
On Twitch, you can subscribe. Subscribing costs is $5, and it's understandable. It's tough times now. So really just coming through and just being a viewer helps a lot, because with Twitch, like having more viewers helps you, because that's how you get bigger. With more views, then people see your stream more and all that.
Yeah. So is that a monthly fee? And then if they do the $5?
Yeah. If you subscribe, it's $5 for a month. And basically what you get is like no ads. And then you get
ad-free.
Yeah, ad-free.
So they could just go right to it.
Mm-hmm. Because okay. The thing is, usually when you watch streams on Twitch, there's always advertisements on it. And then on top of that is you get to play games with me on Discord.
What else? Like, this is good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because then usually on Discord, I'll have game nights sometimes where I play Fall Guys with people. And then Among Us.
A first-person shooter? What is that?
Oh, it's kind of like, I don't even know how to explain. It's kind of like Fortnite, where it's
like
one person.
Okay,
you play together
up.
With friends, but then like one person wins at the end.
Okay, that's what's
yeah.
up. And so they get more like personal kind of an
mm-hmm.
experience.
Yeah.
There are mm-hmm. Positives to that.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah.
To just not donating.
Yeah, because
so
you
if
just
you do donate,
to...
look at all this cool shit.
I know.
Yeah, so you donate and then you get more.
Yeah,
of it
and if you donate, then you get to be part of like movie nights, because I'll have movie nights on
you
Discord.
Do? You never said that.
Yeah, I'll have.
So, okay, let's talk. So you'll watch a movie with them.
Yeah, so that's a fun part. Is like you can just put on whatever movie, we'll watch it together, and most of the time we smoke while we watch it, which is another fun thing. And then it's just like. We'll have those maybe like a couple times a month, so you'll see some of that.
What kind of movies?
A lot of them, it really depends. I've been
horror
watching
movies?
Some horror movies.
Like, have you seen The Ring or something with them, maybe?
Oh, no. We watched something called The Platform, which is from Netflix.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was crazy, right?
Yeah, that was
I remember
crazy.
I watched that and I was like, this movie's crazy. I need them to watch it. And I forced them to watch it with me. You know how it's a little like gory and stuff?
Yeah.
They're like, Jack, what did you make us watch?
Yeah. Have you gotten a message where a person is watching the movie and they message you like, I feel like we're on a date together. I feel like this is a real live dating experience that I'm having.
No, I haven't. But I actually have told people that sometimes I'm like when I'm doing a mukbang kind of stream.
Oh, so you do mukbang
like,
too?
Yeah, it's just all over. Yeah, I'd be doing like mukbangs, cooking streams, like smoking and chilling or playing video games. Or I've done like challenges where like someone made me eat like the ghost pepper chip. That was the most painful experience.
Like or a hot sauce challenge. Yeah.
No, the ghost pepper chip was like the worst time of my life.
Yeah. All right. So I'm glad that you mentioned these things. So yeah. They know now there's a variety of different things that you do on your Twitch. Yeah. As well, right. Can we plug your Twitch channel again? How do we find you and spell it out so they know?
My at for everything is JAGKOLEEN. And that's my handle for Twitch, my handle for Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Basically, all the platforms, I have the same username. Luckily, I got to keep the same one.
Okay. And then subscribe today.
Yes.
Pay the everyone. $5.
Mm-hmm. Join the Twitch fam. Yeah. Yes.
And then do you do on the weekends as well?
Yeah. I have like some streams on the weekends where I'll like do it where I'm drinking with my friends and stuff like that. So come through. It's just like a little kickback vibe.
Yeah. And then as far as someone out there in the world out there wanting to Twitch, like, do you have any pointers for them?
Oh yeah.
Advice? Consistency maybe?
Yeah. Consistency is a huge one. Like, it's okay if you're not going to have a lot of viewers in the beginning, cause that's going to happen to everyone. Like when I first started, even though I had a following on like from East Meets East, it still took a while for my Twitch to grow because like, for the longest time, even if you just have your friends watch your streams and then just leave it on in the background, just having a viewer helps with your Twitch growing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And even if you have to stream on your phone, that's totally fine because I didn't have a setup when I started.
So
I didn't
have a full-on setup now.
Yeah, I have a full-on setup now with like a mic and all that. But like before, I started streaming on Twitch on my phone. And I just did it on my phone. And for the longest time,
you
people were like,
phone,
yeah. But then I think you can't see your like notifications when people subscribe and stuff when you stream mobile. So then I was getting subscriptions and stuff in the beginning. And I was like, I didn't know about any of it because I didn't know I was getting anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are good things to know. Like, so be consistent and also, whatever you have, just start doing it.
Right? Yeah, and also to just, like, get acquainted with other streamers because the thing is,
collaborating?
Yeah, because if you raid other people, which
what's
is...
raid?
Raid is where you bring your viewers to their stream. Oh. So if you have, like, 500 viewers, I can bring all 500 to theirs so they get 500 viewers.
How often do you do that?
Usually I try to raid at the end of every single stream, if you have time. Yeah, so then because you raid other people and then people will raid you and then it's, like...
That helps you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that'll help. Oh. It's like everyone helping each other because, you know, we're all trying to make money on there.
Oh, yeah. And what are the ways to make? I'm just curious. What are the ways to make money?
Yeah. So you can get money through donations, obviously. And then
don't
also.
Do you need a certain amount of subscribers to do that?
I think like you can always get donations because I get my donations through PayPal through Streamlabs,
which is
a second thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess it depends where you want your donation. Some people just take it on Venmo and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just take PayPal because, that's another thing is like people on Twitch can do that. Well, they'll donate to you, but they can charge it back. So like it looks like, and then so it looks like you got $100. Yeah, and then they'll charge it back, and then later PayPal will like refund them their money.
Why do they do that?
Yeah, I don't know. So
just to mess with you?
Yeah. So then I had to put in my bio like no chargebacks and all that stuff like that.
You had it just through trial and error and people doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
because that
shady.
Definitely happened before. I remember someone was like, oh, like say hi or something, and I'll send whatever. And then you did it, and then they didn't do it, and you're like, what the?
That's crazy. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So start twitching today if you want to do it. I mean,
guys.
I have to tell myself that because people have been asking me, you should be streaming because I play Warzone every night with my brother and the homies. And we play. I mean, but the only problem is I don't want to say the wrong thing because it's live. If my brother says something or, you know, I don't want anyone to, you know, to get in trouble or anything, you know. So
it's understandable. Yeah, there's a whole other, like, thing with doing live streams because you can't.
Once it's out there, it's out there. Like,
yeah, definitely, there's, like, footage of me, like, coughing for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that's better than saying the wrong shit.
Most of the time, I just, like, once we start getting into the touchy area, I'm like, okay, let's just, how's everyone's day?
Yeah, yeah. Well, definitely, say the Twitch channel again, spell it out. Yeah, yeah, I like to always make sure. Go ahead.
My Twitch is at JAGKOLEEN, Jacqueline, mm-hmm. and that's for all my social media platforms. So come through to my Twitch and subscribe. It'll be a good time, I promise. If you don't have a good time, your money back. I don't know.
Dude, it was an honor having you. I just have a few announcements and we're going to wrap it up here. Okay, so we do have a Patreon attached to the podcast. If you want to help support, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Go to www.stevieweebyshow.com for anything else. We have merch up there. Just know that the shipments may be a little bit delayed because of COVID. Instagram/QUANGOU. All my music's at stevieweebybandcamp.com. There's a new music video out right now called Oh Rodeo Man, so check that out. And then maybe check out the album I Feel Stir Crazy on my Bandcamp at stevieweebybandcamp.com. If you want to send any packages or fan mail or anything, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. And I think that's it, dude. It was awesome having you.
Thank you.
A little Ray might be coming soon.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hi there, my name's Andy.
And my name's Anna.
And we are two of the four hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish. We present every week the most amazing, wonderful, insane, hilarious, bizarre facts you've ever heard.
Facts like, did you know America has a national grocery bag packing competition?
Did you know, Anna, the company Volkswagen sells more sausages than it does cars?
Yes, we've got those two facts and about a billion more in our podcast archives for you to listen to. We chat about them, we laugh about them, we make the occasional terrible pun.
It's great fun. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Why don't you listen now?